Log Talk Radio.
So proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight. Oh, the we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets' red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still. Say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave? of the free and the home of the brave.
We're talking to you. Want to hear the latest about your favorite teams, the biggest games, and all the best players? Then check out the hottest new sports show on radio, The Sports Authority, Case and Glove.
On the second Tuesday of every month, tune in at 2 p.m. right here on the Georgia Radio Reading Service and hear what's going on in the world of sports and much, much more.
It's sports talk with a twist, like Crown and Coke with a lie, right here on Golf.
Stay sober, I'm the reason that you drink. And when your heart starts falling, I can make you stop and think. Everybody feels me, but no one out there really wants to know me. I'm the chip that's on your shoulder that you can't seem to shake. And the reason you grow colder, 'cause you make the same mistakes. I can help you learn right from wrong, and even make you stronger if you let me. Everybody knows my name. Try your best to hide me, but there ain't no disguise. You can smile just to spite me, but I'm still there in your eyes. The only way you can erase me is to turn around and face me and stop running. I guess you've only got myself to blame. If it were
Hello?
Welcome to WAMR Radio. Today is August 20th, 2016. We're broadcasting live from beautiful Staten Island, Georgia. I want to thank everybody for tuning in to Atlanta Mix Radio. We had a couple of technical difficulties. We have a very good show here. The name of our show today is Black Olympic Gold, Loving My Black Tone with J.C. Fatt. Today is a unique show. This gentleman is a writer, a sports advocate, and we're going to be talking about the black athletes that are going for the gold, past, present, and future. The shining light of our black Olympians of the 26 Rio Games, LMDT, Loving My Black Home. This is a German-born gentleman I met. I was very, very, very proud to have introduced myself to him. He has a lot to say, and this is the platform where we're giving folks like this gentleman a platform. So we're going to have him introduce himself, J.C. Fadden, to the show.
Oh, thank you for having me, Karima. My name is J.C. Fadden, graduate of Clark Atlanta University. I love life. I love love. And I've been watching. I just finished watching the Olympics. I just finished up the volleyball. The volleyball team for the USA just won a bronze. Their team captain, which is Alicia Glass, who is also African American, which I like to say black. She is part of that that legacy. And I just think that sometimes we just got to know. We got to inform each other these big triumphs. But thank you for having me, Karima.
All right. So when we come back, JC, we're going to jump into your show. We're going to take a commercial break, and then we're going to let you go ahead and have the platform, babe.
All right. I appreciate it.
tacos, a cheese, and a large soda. That's $10,012. Please drive around.
Wait, 10,000 what?
It's obvious you're buzzed and driving.
I've only had a few. I'm fine.
Yeah, the food's $12, but getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Please drive around. Actually, just park and come in.
Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Hello, this is JC Fad. This is my first broadcast, so bear with me. Please pray for me. This is my first time doing this. I'm here to talk to you about the athletes we don't know about. So far, we've heard of Olympic gold, Olympic silver, Olympic bronze from individuals like Michelle Carter, who did it in the shot put. We've heard about Simone Biles and Laura Hernandez, where they got gold and silver in the gymnastics. We even heard about Daryl Homer in fencing, which he ended up being the first black person to get a gold medal in fencing. And what I wanted to do was, I just wanted to have a platform to talk about the athletes that may not have gotten any medals or any kind of the accolades that the other athletes received. But the ones that that we'll be talking about now and in the future, the next by the 4 years for the next Olympics, and just to name a few, Paige McPherson, she just actually won gold in women's taekwondo. There's also a lady. We had our first women's rugby team this year, which I didn't even know anything about until I did some research, or since I've been watching the Olympics at this point, and just noticed, you know. Women's rugby player by the name of Victoria Falayan. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. She's a Hawaiian native, Victoria Falayan. She actually played for our first women's rugby team for the USA, along with her teammate, which is Victoria Falayan. And I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. But with that
well, at least
said,
you're pronouncing it, brother. You're at least yeah. pronouncing them. At least you're giving them recognition. Yeah. Good Lord, we don't even know nothing about this. Man, JC, this is some awesome information about our community. And I really appreciate you, you know, bringing on the Black Olympic gold. That's what I'm talking about. We got black presidents.
Yes, sir.
We got black Olympians. We just got it going on as black folks. We surely appreciate it. I mean, you're talking about folks that we never even heard of. And no one else
yes,
is talking
ma'am.
About them.
No, ma'am. And, you know, it's like my, you know, paraphrase. My paraphrase is love thy tone, love thyself, love everybody else. But we have to start taking the initiative to find out about these athletes, because they're not going to get all the TV time and the commercials that some of these other athletes receive. But we have to take it upon ourselves to find out on our own, take the responsibility. Let's find out on our own. Let's not wait for the networks in the United States to inform us of this. Let's find out on our own. Let's do our own research. Let's research the sports that we don't usually would watch. You know, we usually would not watch. So, with that said, that was just to name a few. And We actually have a sister that's actually representing the black community by the name of Ashley Johnson. She actually plays women's water polo. I tell you, she also went to Princeton. That's where she first started playing the sport. She also has a sister named Chelsea that's also doing the same thing, playing the same sport. And, you know, I really appreciate you, Karima, for allowing me to have a platform to just inform us about these things. Because I think that's one of the issues that I have is us not knowing. Where we say we didn't know, or we didn't know, and we should let each other know. Take the time to let each other know, even if it's a small platform or a huge platform. We should all let each other know.
This is huge. I mean, we've been talking about this all week. You got people past, present, and you talked about. We want to talk about some of the future athletes that are coming up that we won't even be able to support. You know, it's a struggle when they have to sacrifice so much for so long, you know, from having income coming in to allowing, you know, people to know about them and being able to get spots on different parts of the on media. You know, we really appreciate this part about what we're talking about. I mean, you said we got I seen a black woman, it was a sister that's a shot put, that wanted to go for the shot put. Didn't hear anything about that.
Yes, it is.
Until
yes, I did.
I saw it on your Facebook page. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Her name is Michelle Carter.
I see the Wright Institute got a girl on there who's doing something, but I don't see anybody else talking about, you know, extraordinary people. I think you told me there was a fencing person, too, that the brothers are fencing.
Yes, we do. And actually, what we didn't know was we already knew about him. He was in almost every Nike commercial there was. He was actually, his name is Daryl Homer. His name is Daryl Homer. Oh, and
Daryl,
I apologize, it was
sponsor.
Silver. And just so you know, it's silver. It's a silver medal. Just
it was
to be,
silver. Okay.
You
okay.
know, correct. Yes, it was. Yes,
it's placing.
Mm-hmm.
Replacing all over the place.
The biggest, yes, ma'am. And the biggest thing that I just want to make everybody understand is we have to celebrate being there. Let's celebrate being there. You know, I know all of us aren't going to get medals, but let's celebrate those early that are there that made it this far, because at the end of the day, everybody can't get to the Olympics.
I saw on your Facebook page that was a black swimmer too, right?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I felt like I was the first person to actually put her picture up. I actually felt good because I did it a couple of days before she even placed. Her name also is Simone Manuel. Her first name is Simone and her last name is Manuel. And she ended up doing a terrific job in the Olympics. For the USA,
okay.
By the end of it. But like I said, it's just all about informing each other, just letting each other know, you know. And again, I couldn't say thank you enough for allowing me this platform to let us know, and the rest of the world, because there's some people in the world that aren't black that don't know these things.
Absolutely.
But information and dialogue is power. And we have to have a better dialogue and a respectful dialogue. We can talk about color and be respectful. You know, it's all about information and informing and having a dialogue.
So talk to us about some of the new, some of the non-traditional other placements of some of these athletes are placing as well around the country. In Rio. What other place we got?
Okay, this actually shocked me a little bit, Karima. You know, there's a young lady that's representing Georgia, matter of fact, Gainesville, Georgia.
Mm.
And her name is Jenny Arthur. And guess what she's into?
What?
Women's weightlifting. Women's weightlifting. And she's from Georgia. I haven't heard not one thing about her. Not one thing. And I'm telling you, it just really shocked me to discover that. And she's 22 years old, so this isn't going to be her last Olympic. She's going to go on. She's going to be in the next Olympic.
And I think
their
family has a military background too, right? That's what they come from a large family. I think she had like six or eight brothers and sisters. It was a huge family. I believe that's the one you're talking about, right?
I believe so. I try not to do too many Wikipedias because sometimes, you know, the information get crossed. But from the small piece of research that I've done on her, that is almost accurate. She does come from a huge athletic family. And you're absolutely absolutely correct.
Haven't heard anything.
Not a word. And she's from Georgia. And she's from Gainesville, Georgia.
Well, let's say positive. What about the other? There's a couple more that we were talking about that are in. They're right now participating. I think in volleyball, you were saying they're on the volleyball team. So you got some that are just individual athletes, and then you got the ones that are on teams. So we got some that are standouts in some of the teams you were talking about. We got somebody on the volleyball team as well.
We have two, actually. One name is Alicia Glass, and there's another young lady that's on there. She has an African name. Faduka Akinu, I hope I'm pronouncing it correctly. She actually was born in London but raised here in the U.S. She has U.S. citizenship. They just finished winning the bronze against the Netherlands. And both of them are at the age where they're going to be at the next Olympics. Like, it's a guarantee. And they happen to have lost to the gold medal team that won it 4 years ago. But they were still able to get the bronze. That's the, on a positive level, they were still able to get the bronze. So that's what's important. They still placed.
There are so many young black girls and black boys that are a part of the – and so, you know what, I can tell you where I'm picking up some actual information. It's coming out of Chicago. It's very shameful to be a part of the chocolate mecca of Atlanta and not seeing anything that's about some of the black people that are a resident of Georgia. We also have another young lady that has placed a little bit of some interest, Simone Manuel. She won silver in the 50-meter freestyle on the 13th.
Yep.
So she's laid down some things that, like you said, and she's young enough to come back too to the Olympics on the next part of it. And the part about it, Michelle's father is a veteran NFL player who also won a silver medal in shot put in 1994. So she was she was one of the first American women to take the gold in the sport. And then they were talking about that she has some stereotypes that from body image stereotypes where, you know, this woman became the first black woman to medal in the swimming part of it as well. I think they were talking, you know, this is so petty, but they were talking about our hair. I think you told me about that.
Yeah.
We were riding around, and you were talking about, they were talking about, hey, she just got out the pool.
Yeah.
Yes,
ma'am. And unfortunately,
it was us.
And I just find it to be sad. Like, we're better than that. One thing I will say, I'll say right off the bat, I love being black. And I don't just, I mean, you know, you sit here, people say, I love it. No, I love being black. It's just that I feel like our place here in the United States, we do have a place, but sometimes we tend to do the most pettiest things to downgrade ourselves while we complain about others doing it. It shouldn't have been not one tweet about her hair, not one tweet, or Instagram or Facebook post. We're better than that. We should be celebrating because it wasn't that the system made made a placement or history. She made United States history. The first black woman to get a medal in swimming. She's the first.
Mm.
See, people don't understand them. Those tears. Can you imagine having a, that means 50 years from now, she could show her grandchildren that medal and say, I was the first. The first. The very first. And this should be not just celebrated in the black community. It needs to be celebrated throughout the United States. And the last thing we as a people need to be talking about is that young lady's hair. Because as nervous as I was to be on your news or your news radio show today, I could just imagine how nervous she was being in her first Olympics swimming and actually placing.
Absolutely. And let me tell you something with that, that you know, more close to my heart, even about the being placed. But as a black woman, can you imagine there has been no resilience in the swimming community to even put her on a platform on ABC, NBC News, any of the early news team mornings that have, you know, that have emphasized that, you know, we're a small radio online station. I don't even think, and I'm not challenging Ms. Winfrey, but with Oprah having her own platform, you would think that she would cover the black athletes on the own. I mean, this is what the whole thing about being able to have and host and be able to show our young people the level of where we have been in history. Is if, unless we know where we've come from, we'll never know where we're going. One of the things I also want to look at was that in 2012, and even in this Olympic as well, a sister named Abataha Muhammad won individual bronze and a team bronze in fencing. She was the first American athlete to both compete and medal wearing the hijab, actually wearing a hijab with her faithful Muslim, as I am as well. She has been endured with a bunch of ugly abuse over her religion, over her appearance in Rio. She has had the strength and determination to show the world that Muslim women can be and can do and be patriotic into their countries, and she is an American. She endured a lot of ugly racial dynamics of the Olympics in 2012, where she found herself overtaken athletically by the gold phenomenon that is a 4 gold, 1 bronze winning Simone Biles. That's who they overshadowed her because she won it, but they never mentioned anything. And then they had the nerve to talk about her, because during the national anthem, they said that she had the gall to stand up at attention, but she did not put her hand over her heart. Now, despite the member of the consecutive team of gold members, she was also called out for being too glum, not demonstrating enough support for her teammates. I mean, people have to understand, in 2012, and I know this personally, is that Ramadan was right at the beginning of the Olympics, and it was a big, big, big situation whether or not Olympians would actually, that were fasting, that were not going to fast. She was fasting, and in fasting, there was no water, nothing to be able to nurture herself during the Olympics. So she was pretty much trying to harness all her energy, all her strength, to be able to be successful. So, and she was in her hijab, and she was actually whooping their tail, basically, in this thing. And people don't understand that there are reasons why people do some things. And so I wanted to just point that out, Alhamdulillah, that this young lady, again, is one of the people that you're talking about that will be back in the next Olympics, and she will be having her hijab on, and she'll be beating their tail.
All right. Yes, ma'am.
Right?
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Exactly.
So you
exactly.
got you got one other thing that you talked about. Let's talk about some of the reasons. Why do you think that blacks have been overlooked by the mass media in the Olympics? Let's just talk about this. Lay that on the table.
Okay. I feel like we're being overshadowed because we're not undershadowing it as a people. We have to take the time to pump ourselves up. If we can sit up there and buy movie tickets to go see movies,
mm-hmm.
Tyler Perry movies, because, you know, we go see the Tyler Perry, and big shout out to Tyler Perry. Love his movies. Love his acting. Great man. Has done a phenomenal job with the black community and with the community as a whole. If we can buy CDs, or better yet, I guess I'm old. I'm talking about CDs. I guess download those $1.29 hits off of iTunes and things like that. If we can make those moves to promote those artists, because they all are artists, why can't we do that when it comes to the Olympics? And matter of fact, before the Olympics starts, because what I do know within those 4 years before the Olympics, all these people they run, they have a contest, they have you know, matches, they have games. So it's not like we don't see them for those 4 years. We don't see them it's not like we don't see them every 4 years. We see them during the process leading up to that fourth year when they go to the Olympics to be selected. So I think
okay. It's
all on us. We've been here, we've been in this nation long enough. If we can promote ourselves and be an Instagram a star or a Facebook star, then I think it falls upon us to make that first and last and middle move to promote ourselves. Promote the ones that we can't expect them to continue to do for us. We need to do for ourselves. We have the power. We are very beautiful and unique, powerful people where marketing and advertising should be our forte all day, every day, just based upon facts. Based upon people in key positions in the United States right now, whether it's entertainment, athletics, or even in the media. So I hope I was able to answer your question. I feel it should be falling, you know, we should take the responsibility because we're good. If it's anybody that can promote, black people, we can promote. We can promote. And when we put our heads together, we can promote each other. I'm telling you, we would do a very great job working together. Promote and advertising should be our forte all day, every day. That's just me. I don't want to wait, and I don't want no help because we're black. We don't need no help. We are good people. We are respected people. We are powerful people. And the sad part is we have a chosen few that don't see it that way. That want to tear down and then blame the other. I mean, you remember when we talked about this, you know, I am a different kind of pro-black. You know, I'm all about promoting black, but not diminishing other colors and creeds of people, even when they do it to us. We are big enough and more powerful people to brush that off our shoulders. With all the songs and all the rap songs we put off, with all the cliches and the sayings that we make up that everybody around the world uses, you mean to tell me we can't promote ourselves? Or we don't have the capabilities to advertise ourselves or put ourselves on a pedestal or put ourselves on a stage? I'm telling you, that's just my answer. That's the way I feel about it, Karima. You know how passionate I am about it. So that's just my answer. I feel we should do it. We should take the time to do it.
You know what I was looking at also? I was looking at the fact that you have a real big perspective of the world because you are German born. You actually was educated abroad. And so you look at life and look at things a lot different in a different eyesight, a different tunnel vision. I mean, you know that we have more favor
were looked upon as great people in other countries. And when while we're here in America, nobody even cares about what we do and who we are. Tell us a little bit about living and being a part of the German culture as you see the difference in how they idolize their athletes in every sport, not just like they idolize basketball and football players here, but they idolize all their players on the same playing field, right?
Yes. Yes, they do. And I'm going to tell you, one thing I know about their promotion and their advertising to their players, they do it when they win and when they lose, especially when they lose. Like soccer is a way of life there. When I was there growing up, one thing I knew about the black culture, it was embraced and loved and admired. And it wasn't even in a disrespectful way. And usually it didn't have anything to do with hip hop. It was just the lifestyle, the clothing. Being able to be blessed enough to be able to attend a lot of concerts and a couple of football games, because at one point we did have the World League football team, football players that were over there. Those were the players that would wouldn't get drafted, but just needed a little fine tuning, and it was almost like the D League at one point. Culturally, they embraced themselves, and no matter how the rest of the world felt about them, they stayed focused. They had tunnel vision. We are the best. We believe we're the best, and we're going to be the best, even when you think we're not, and even when we get beat, and we don't tear each other down. We promote. We advertise. We push. And I've just been blessed to be around actual black Germans, actual Nigerian black Germans, actual Italians that are German. And the pride is there. And I just, like I said, I've been blessed enough to be able to see what it was like to live out of the United States my entire life. And one thing I do know, we are admired all around the world. I don't care if we wear one sleeve up on our T-shirt and one pants leg down and drag the other leg on the seating of the pants. That's what the rest of the world would dress like. So you have to understand, I'm on a broader and a more bigger picture spectrum when it comes to my blackness and just being an individual, being American. And so that's why my love, it just doesn't come from within. It just transcends. It comes out. It pours out. And trust me, I'm a heavy sweater. I'm telling you, I sweat black. I love being black. And I love being American. And I know we have a place here. I listen to our elders when they speak. And they are the pioneers. We should be doing a whole lot better right now.
We should. Have been doing a lot better.
Yeah.
We should have been doing a lot better. You know what I just found out also is that Serena and Venus Williams had they're one of the quiet Olympics throughout the years. In the past, they were dominating tennis for years, and they won medal after medal after medal for this country. And they faced decades of relentless attacks for their attitudes, their hair, their athletic physiques. They themselves have been buried under a unmasked of racial ways of that, like Venus, the way she had to unbraid her hair as a reporter was talking about her, the struggle to compete and win on behalf of a country that at times doesn't even accept black women isn't unique to Team USA. You know, we've had a just like you said, they embraced their country, whereas their country didn't embrace them. You know, you think about these women have
not only dominated the gold medal portion of the Olympics for years, but then you see how the, you see how the, how we just, you know, they people think that they came out of nowhere, but these women have been placing gold medals around their necks, Olympic after Olympic after Olympic, and now
yes,
it's unrefutably. Unrefutably, there is no way that they can say, now, she just won the Wimbledon, right?
Mm-hmm.
One of the Williams
yeah.
girls won the
well,
what can you say now?
Well, here's the thing. One thing about, you know what, winning Wimbledon, she's done that before. Right now, Serena Williams is about to be crowned the most winningest woman, white or black, in professional tennis. With one more win, she will be the most winningest woman in tennis today. That's a bigger, that's on a large scale of history. Not just black history, but U.S. history. But then you're talking about Earth history. She'll be the most winningest woman in tennis.
Yep.
Not this decade, but forever. Forever. She's only one win away because she's already tied it already. That's why when she went to the Olympics, a lot of us were shocked that actually look at tennis or follow them in tennis. I was actually shocked because I thought she was exhausted, which we also saw. She was exhausted. And like you said, she won. They've dominated the Olympics so long that when they lose, it's a tragedy. And again, it's like, she was tired. You could see it during the match, and she lost. But you know what, though? She has won so many gold medals and so many titles. This was small potatoes. I hate to say that. This was small potatoes. And then, and, you know, it gives another person a chance to win. Because trust me, the hate doesn't – it's not just hate. It's admiration because they dominate so much, you know?
Absolutely.
So it was just her time to lose. But my thing is, celebrate. I think as a people, let's not wait on the U.S. to celebrate them. We should celebrate their loss because we can say, well, it was about time. You know, thank goodness somebody got a shot. Even in doubles, my God, finally. You know, but you know what, though? Their bank accounts are completely full. They're, no matter what hate this country or particular people in this country, particular people, because I like to always harp on that because I don't like to say everybody. It's particular individuals that want to spew hate. They can't touch their legacy. And believe me, the United States wants to hold on to their legacy, whether it's white or black. At the end of the day, they love being number one. Color don't have nothing to do with that. They just want to brag on it. So, you know, those sisters had struggle. There's no doubt in that.
Right.
It's just that a struggle is a little better when you are getting the perks and rewards that come along with it. And that's the
right. That's
the difference between the struggle today compared to the struggle 30, 40 years ago, the pioneer struggle, the real struggle. And that's the biggest difference. That is the huge difference. Because trust and believe, they are happy. They are two happy individuals, and they have done this United States a complete and utter service. So that's just my perspective on it. Couldn't be prouder of their loss. I'm going to let it be known. I'm proud they lost. Because no matter what, they were the ones representing for the United States, and they've been doing it for a decade, and they've dominated for a decade. That's something to be proud of. So there it is. That's my take on it. I'm proud of them. I'm proud of both of them. Always show support. I think that's why, you know, it actually brings up what we were talking about earlier. Let's celebrate regardless. They are there. They are there. I couldn't even give the exact count of how many people are in the United States, but out of all those United States, billions upon billions, three or four of them get selected to go to the Olympics. We should celebrate that. And
wow.
If one of their faces is of color, we should celebrate that as a whole. as a whole and be proud of it.
All right. Well, listen to me. We're going to go for about 5 minutes on a break, some music, play some bills with some commercials, and we're going to be right back. We are talking with J.C. Fadden. Why do I keep calling you Fadden? J.C. Fadden.
J.C. Fadden. That's my, that is my artist name, but my German and government U.S. name is Jason Chavez Fadden. That is my complete name.
Absolutely. We thank you, brother. We'll be back with you with WAMR. The call-in number, if you guys want to call in as you're listening in on Facebook and Twitter, is 516-387-1251. We got some callers online. When we come back, we'll address some of those individuals. But you're listening to WAMR, Black Olympic Gold, Loving My Black Tone with J.C. Fadden. You all just tune in, and we're going to begin some music selections coming in just now.
All right. Thank you.
All right, guys, we're going to be back in just a minute, but as we take a break, like I said, we've been having a little bit of technical difficulties, and I believe they don't want us to let people, they don't want us to know about our Black Olympians. That's how I'm going to leave it like that. I'm not a conspiracy type person, but I will say it's awfully hard to understand why things are not pulling out like they normally do. But again, you know, we're talking about Black history, the history of Black people, Black women, by no means the only Olympic heroes. They're not just the only Olympic heroes, but men and women of all backgrounds have, of course, acquitted themselves spectacularly on behalf of their countries. But specifically, Black women have borne a burden of representation that no male athlete, Black or white, has had to endure. At the cross-section of race and gender lies a special set of rules that further constrain Black women in public life, and their athletic achievement cannot always overcome that. They walk a fine line between wanting to be embraced purely as an athlete and at the same time understanding that race and gender go with them at all times. Before the gold medal swim, Manuel told reporters, "I want to be an inspiration. I would like there to be a day that when it is not Simone, the Black swimmer, after she won the 100 freestyle, and she tearfully mouthed off the words of the national anthem on the medal podium, she allowed herself to acknowledge the gold medal wasn't just for me, it's for all women, all Americans." So we, you know, these individuals have to endure so much of being connected to not just swimming, but to also have a connection to America. These things we hope that will bring change in some of the issues that are going on. She stated, "My color just comes with my territory." With those words, she claimed the kinship of a great tradition of Black athletes, lending their moment and patriotic glory to the worthy critics of their country. There's been some opposition and fist against racism at several things. Just with the 1968 Mexican Games, where Olympian Muhammad Ali tossing his 1960 gold medal into the Ohio River in outrage over segregation. We ourselves have been able to live through a legacy of history of being able to use our blackness to provide a vehicle for our culture and our people. So we'll be back talking about that with J.C. Fadd in a moment. We're just basically, you know, swimming through some technical portions of it, but I also want to thank you all for tuning in. You can also call in at 513-387-1251.
Or an empty tree that you never want your mind to meet. And finally, I found somebody who fit perfectly. You're everything that I dreamed you'd be. And I'll be what you need, cause I'm playing for keeps, baby. Slowly, please. If it's a dream, don't pinch me, baby. Could you let me sleep? As long as I see your face, I don't need to be awake. I count sheep forever if you promise me. You're never changing. Your love remains the same no matter what the day may bring. I'm here to stay, whatever comes.
By the dawn's early light, what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight. Oh, the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave over the land of the free and the home.
The latest about your favorite teams, the biggest games, and all the best players? Then check out the hottest new sports show on radio, The Sports Authority, Case and Glove.
On the second Tuesday of every month, tune in at 2 p.m. right here on the Georgia Radio Reading Service and hear what's going on in the world of sports and much, much more.
It's sports talk with a twist, like Crown and Coke with a lie, right here on Go.
All right, you guys, welcome back to Atlanta Mix Radio, WAMR. Black Olympic Gold, Loving My Black Home with JC Fad. You guys can call in at 517-1251. You can also leave us a message at 678-789-6095. We've had a great afternoon and talking with JC Fad. He's a writer and sports advocate, talking about the U.S. black athletes going on for the gold, past and present and future. The shining light of our black Olympians of the 26 real games, LMDT, Loving My Black Home. The German-born JC Fad gives us a broad overview on this particular show. And anybody else that wants to contact us to be a guest on the show, please give us a call as well. We are looking for positive guests that want to appear on the show. We also have launched a B2B, which is a business-to-business platform that no one else is doing. Again, no one else outside of Chicago is really broadcasting and giving light to black athletes in the game. Want to thank JC Fad coming back into the show. JC, tell us a little bit about what's happening in broader perspectives with some of the future gold people that are coming up. And I also want to just sort of stand on the fact that some of these Olympians are coming from Georgia, and we haven't heard really anything about it unless we got it from you today.
All right. Thanks again. This is JC Fad. Thanks again, Karima. Well, the first one, like I told you, we touched on her earlier. Her name is Jenny Arthur, who is from Gainesville, Georgia. And she is 22. We're definitely going to see her again. Definitely going to see her again. I wanted to, before we begin, I just want to make a special shout out to the USA women. They are playing for the gold medal as we speak. They are doing what they do, just like the sisters, the Venus and Serena. They are dominating basketball like they always do. They're up by 10 or 15. It's still the first half, but they are going for their gold medal right now. I just want to go ahead and give them early congratulations because they're going to get the gold medal. So just a shout out to the USA basketball women. Congratulations early. Tina Charles, just to name a few, some of my favorite players. And, of course, I don't think she'll make a host law. I'm sorry. I'm thinking 2012. But congratulations early to USA basketball women. You know, there's so many stars, but they're going to get it. But I'm sorry, go right ahead. But like I said, Jenny Arthur, just to name, you know, one, she's also in women's weightlifting. She's 22. We will definitely see her in 4 years.
Wow.
And keep an eye on her during those 4 years because they have little contests and little meets that they go. They have meets they go through. One in particular I sort of want to concentrate on because the USA actually made history this year having their first women's rugby team.
What?
Their first women's rugby team. And we have two sisters on there, and believe me, they don't look like they play. They don't look like they play around playing rugby. But there's actually two. One in particular is 31. I think we'll see her in four more years because she's historic. She actually has won two national championships with Stanford. Her name is Victoria Folion. She's 31. She won two national championships with Stanford. And I'll be the first one to admit I had no idea. Then we have a Hawaii native. Her name is, I messed up my notes here. I want to make sure I'm saying this correctly. Buai Berviala. She's 25. We'll definitely see her in 4 years. So keep an eye on her as well. Didn't have a clue, Karima. Didn't even have a clue. But yes, we had our first rugby team. And also want to mention, I know it seems like I'm mentioning all women. I don't want the guys to think anything, but you know, that is a historic feat as far as having our first women's rugby team. But also we're definitely going to see Daryl Homer again, who also won the silver in fencing. So we're definitely going to see him, just to name a few.
This is one of the things that
this is one of the things that I was talking about. They were talking about Gabby Douglas, and you know, we have I've kind of discovered a few people. You got Itabar Muhammad and Daryl Horner, who's in the United States fencing team, and both of these athletes are part of the Homer won the silver medal in the 2015 Senior World Games, and then Sister Muhammad made history for the first U.S. athlete to compete in her hijab. Then we got, again, you mentioned Ashley Johnson, which is a part of the water polo. He's a goalie. That's a big guy. The big goalie there. Oh, Golly, she's a woman. She's a big goalie for the water polo team. Badminton. We got a brother that's a part of the badminton team.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got another that's on the handball team. He's out of France. Then we got Katrina Johnson Thompson. She's a help salon. Now she's out of Great Britain, but she's black and she's throwing this big old spear. I can only imagine.
Oh gosh, we'll leave that one alone.
Carlton Brown, he's in the United States. He's a judo. He went and won a three-time national champion as well. I mean, I ain't even heard of these people before. And then, of course, we have a German-born Patrick Dole, one of your countrymen, and he's in the modern pentathlon. He can run a long ways. How about that? Then we got, we got some pistol shooting, swimming, horseback riding. I mean, we doing it all. We got table tennis also. We got a Nigerian brother. Now, some of these people are not a part of
American.
The United States, but they black. How about that? They black and they doing it big.
Mm-hmm.
They black and people are not acknowledging any of this, and I'm getting this information from theroot.com. You can go on their website and look under the articles and of culture and the Rio Games. We thank them for being able to bring this part up. They talk about 11 black athletes in less popular sports who are worth your time. Who's worth your time? All right.
Well, let me just let you know, Kareem, and let me chime in. Don't forget that we do have two brothers that are playing on our rugby team, our USA rugby team, Carlisle Isles and a Perry Baker.
Huh.
Oh, yes. Yes, we're doing it. We're doing it really. We're doing it huge. And don't forget about Paige McPherson, that women's taekwondo champ.
Oh, Lord.
Yes, she plays for the USA. Yes. what I love, and see, one thing I say for our people, just speaking as a black person, as a black male, just speaking as a black person, let's not be afraid of learning new things or learning information that we had no clue about, and being able to show humility by saying, oh, I didn't know that, you know? And that's part of that. I think your earlier question was, you know, about promoting ourselves. I think I told you about my answer was promoting ourselves. This is part of it. It's a process. See, you just told me some things that I didn't know anything about. And I can actually sit up there and say, you know what, Kareem, I had no clue. But I'm so glad I know now. And I love that we have this access to not just the library, but the internet as well, where we can find out about these individuals and actually get sort of a broad spectrum of their lives. You know, and it goes hand in hand. It goes hand in hand.
It does. It goes hand in hand. I mean, and we just have a beautiful, as a people, we have such a beautiful I don't know, position that we always take. We're always humble in what we do. It's just wonderful watching people like Michelle Carter in the shot put. I mean, for ladies, this girl has blue fingernails and a little white, yellow little polish. I mean, she got this. I mean, one thing I can say, now that all their hair might be messed up because they want it, but everybody got them eyebrows waxed off.
That's right. That's all right. That is.
What they call it? On fleek. What they call it? On fleek.
Oh, Lord. Yes, on fleek.
Yeah, on fleek.
And I hope that's the fleek with the EA or the double E. I'm not really sure which fleek you're talking about, but I hope it's the double E.
I ain't got it yet at all whatsoever. But we want to thank you all on this series of events coming up, and we're going to be hoping that we'll have you back each and every Saturday, you know, talking and giving us knowledge, because I didn't know anything about this. I really didn't. Until
yes.
We started talking this week about the athletes and the Olympians and stuff, I just really look forward to basketball, you know, and pretty much that's it. You know, just watching them whoop on the rest of the world. But I want to thank you.
Yes, right.
Thank you, Commissioner, for joining the WAMR Atlanta Mix family. You guys can follow JC on his Facebook page as well. You can follow us on Facebook. And we want everybody to go in on Atlanta Mix Blog Talk Studio and like and follow us. So we have a series of shows that will be coming up. You can also follow Black Coffee every Monday night at we got about a minute and 31 seconds. JC, how is another way for people to contact you if they want to have you on their show and talk with you? How do people get in contact with you?
Oh, they can email me at D as in dog, M as in mother, ARKS, dmarks at gmail.com. Or they can email me as well at jcfad1@gmail.com as well. That's two different accounts. You can email me at either one of those. Also, my Facebook page. And also,
right,
you can find me on
welcome.
Twitter. Yeah, you also find me on Twitter at Black German. At Black German.
Black German.
I'm sorry. That's right. Black first, German second. That's like saying I was born and raised in Germany, but I love New Jersey.
I want to thank our artists. We got Ayana, we got Mario, The Next Level. We play all of his mix. And then if you guys also artists would like your songs played, please send us an email at AtlantaMixRadio@gmail.com. And we're going to get out of here. It's a rainy day on Saturday, and I'm about to go.
To take it to the next phase.